西部分，是条款草案，下面有第八段，这只是帽子段落。条款草案的案文通过，和前面的主题一样，我们不需要通过条款一到三，因为这几条在全会已经通过了。我们可以看第九段，这也是标准案文。这里讲的是案文是写在下面，通过第九段。
Thank you very much. I was just consulting with the secretariat because, and we've done this in the past, but there are new members, so it is something that perhaps I need to explain. So in terms of the documents now, we have the document which is the ad one, where the texts of the commentaries are contained. And as I mentioned before, you have two documents that are the ad one documents. You have one which is the official document of chapter 6, which was the one that was initially circulated with the text of the commentaries. But you also have an info, and that's the official document on which we are working. But we also have an informal document kindly prepared by the special rapporteur with a track version changes that he's proposing to the commentary, which were also a result of the working group that was created to look at these commentaries. Although we have the official document, which is the non-marked up version, and that's the one that for official purposes is considered to facilitate our work, we will be working on the basis of the track version prepared by the special rapporteur. But any changes that we will agree on, they will be then reflected in the official document. So it is easy for everyone to see because it's the document that has the marked up changes in red. Monsieur Forteau, s'il vous plaît.
Merci, Madame la Présidente, pour ces différentes clarifications très utiles. Cela étant dit, dans la version informelle en correction apparente, il y a des phrases qui ne font pas sens, donc je pense qu'il sera vraiment important que chaque modification soit lue à voix haute, de manière à ce qu'on puisse savoir exactement ce qui est adopté. Par ailleurs, au vu du nombre de modifications qui sont proposées, je pense qu'il serait utile qu'à